Welcome, everyone. High above the math and high fidelity. Once was eight is now only three. And the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Championship are on the air. Let the fun begin. On this championship Saturday night, and we've got you wall-to-wall coverage, all three mats, all three classes on your Sports Leader KIIC. Let's relive what has been this 2015 Iowa State High School Championship. The most important number is at a clock that ticks under 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And Bulldog fans, you get your first win of the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Alec Clark, 106.
That cradle's tight. You got it.
Skylar DeYoung, the senior from Oskaloosa. The Indians get a pin at 2 seconds, one, and that is it. Nathan Carey, the Bulldogs, get a win at 132.
Colin McConnell in on a single leg, but a good sprawl by Keegan Shaw from Southeast Polk.
Slaughter, 39-9, the junior, and they're pummeling near the center of the mat.
Drew Sams pins the right arm of Dansu from Davenport Central behind his back. He's going to try to lock up the old country.
Might turn this into a pinning combination. Does. He does. How about that, Cody Jones? And regardless, as the back points are earned, Gabe Rupke of Sheraton gets the first win for Southern Iowa. The Chargers with the win at 106. Can he get this into a pinning combination? He sets
it's tight,
back.
It's tight,
oh, he's
it's
got
tight.
That tight. There it is. Bradley Irwin with a Senate Pierce Backer funeral home pin. And the time will expire on Blake Lawless's pin attempt, but he gets three more back points, and Blake Lawless will get a decisive win. Bryce Leshen gets the tech fall for the Blue Demons.
And there's
there
the pin.
Is. The P-I-N for the Carter, the Iceman Isley.
5, 3 seconds,
2, 1, and Devin Harberts will hold on to get the win. He's got him turned over. Brock Cavanaugh's in a pinning combination. Holds on. If he can chin it back, he's going to get the pin here. Brock Cavanaugh's chest to chest.
Blake Bauer out in front, 5-0.
2-point tilt near fall for Jaron Glosser extends his lead to the technical fall level of a 15-0 thrashing of Tanner Abbas from Clarion Goldfield Dowd.
A takedown awarded to Jacob Hope with 18 seconds to go. A shot in there by Wed King. A sprawl out by Hope.
Ottumwa Bulldogs, hug your radios. Your very own Alan Clark with a minute and 13 to go. His chest to chest with Derek White. And now there's a single leg by Rupke. Turns it into a Kelly. Gets behind. Can't turn it into back points. But takes the lead with a takedown. Blake Lawless trying to work a chicken wing in on the right side. If he can bar the arm on the left, he can turn him over. Lawless with the chicken wing. He's turning him. He's got him back towards the center of the mat. And now he's a little bit out of position. He's going to have to give it up. Gutchenrider. Now Gutchenrider is out of position.
Nice job,
Cavanaugh gets the stand up, and he's going to get the escape, and he will win 3-2.
Oh, he gets the reversal. He's going for more, Joe. He's going for more.
Like he said, it's a lot of mental game out there, you know.
Of all the kids you wrestled this year, who was the toughest one that you can say that was the toughest match you had?
All of them was tough.
A great tournament. Alec Clark, 8th place finish here for Ottumwa.
That is going to be a win for Isaiah Cox.
7-5.
7-5. Isaiah Cox will get 7th place points. Congratulations, Gabe Rupke.
Great tournament for the freshman.
What a fantastic
great tournament
campaign.
Gets his hands separated. Blake Lawless.
23 seconds to go.
Blake Lawless gets the takedown. Blake Lawless with the takedown, and he's got the lead here. If he can hang on,
6-3.
1, and Blake Lawless of Albia gets the 7th place finish at state.
Boom. He's in there on a Kelly. Can't get it to go, and time expires. 6-4. Bryce Lunsford. 8th place points for your Fairfield Trojans.
Cavanaugh's 2-1. Brock, the Rock Cavanaugh's a 7th place finish. How about this tournament?
It's awesome.
Brady Kiner with the 4th place finish for Southeast Warren. Jake Hunterdasso with a fourth place finish.
He's got it. 39
there it is.
Seconds.
There is the pin. Jaron Glosser, 38 seconds to go. 1:38. Third place finish for Jaron Glosser. And he points up to his fans, and he has so much to be proud of. Blows him a kiss.
Nathan 30 seconds Fitz into this match, Nathan Fritz has got his opponent on his back, and it is all Nathan Fritz.
He gets
the pin.
That? How about
Nathan
that?
Nathan Fritz, the Iowa banker, student athlete, wrestler of the year, gets the pin. Lane Booner, eighth place points.
Jacob Hoke will end his tournament with a fourth place finish.
Congratulations, Hunter Johnson, eighth place finish here at the 2015 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
It doesn't get any bigger than this. The Grand March is on, high above the mats in high fidelity. They are ready. The refs, the mats, the fans, and the athletes. But are you ready for the greatest night in wrestling? That is the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Coach Cochran, Joe Sinclair, Joe Millage, and the TC Travis Zapital, high above the mats here, bringing you all three mats, all three classes on this one Saturday night. One historic Saturday night, that is the Iowa State Wrestling Tournament. Looking down below, you see Carter the Iceman Isley. Blake Lawless is going to be standing up on that stand. Brad Irwin, as they continue to come out here. Brock the Rock Cavanaugh, a 285-pounder who found his way to the seventh spot on that podium. And gentlemen, are you ready?
It's going to be awesome. I'm just looking down here at this mass of athletes that competed in this championship, and there's just it's awesome that they're just a bunch of tough kids. They worked their butts off, and they got here to Wells Fargo, and we got to watch them all. And you guys got to hear us watch them.
I'm just excited. I mean, this is the moment you wait for. You know, I got here early. I'm an impatient person. I'm ready to get these matches underway. But first of all, you sit here and you look at all these young men that are going to be standing on the stand tonight. Great representation of Southern Iowa.
It's just a surreal environment when you look around this place and you see all these people and the energy that will develop on the mats below and the synergy that's created. It creates what I'm seeing right now, and that is called goosebumps on old Coach Cochran's arms. And ladies and gentlemen, we are having to present a presentation of the callers, and here is our caller guard.
Kretschmer, Hoover, Corporal.
Jex, good. Urbandale, Corporal.
Cole, good. Master Sergeant, Urbandale.
Young, Private, Des Moines.
Eric Alvarez, Master Sergeant, East, Des Moines.
State chorus program. Trevor's other activities include cross country, track and field, swim team, SAD, book club, academic decathlon team, individual speech, large group speech, spring play, and fall musical. Trevor also serves as sophomore class president. His vocal director is Mr. Jeff Bieber. As we pause to honor America, we ask that you be mindful of the past and the present men in uniform, men and women in uniform around the world, whose sacrifices, sometimes supreme, have helped to secure the blessings of liberty we enjoy in our great nation. We would ask that you please remain standing until the colors are retired. With Becky Arnold to sign, our national anthem performed by our featured vocalist, Trevor Herron.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Oh, those goosebumps just got a little bit bigger right there, folks. A capacity crowd, Wells Fargo Arena. The ambience that cannot be described with words, but it certainly can be felt, and we are feeling it high above these mats and right there in High Fidelity, the only station to bring you all three matches, all three classes, and this kind of fidelity. And I want to thank Joe Millage for the great technology he allows us to play with here from Wells Fargo. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Joe Millage. He's caught up with Blake Bauer's mom. Blake Bauer going to go first here in Class 1A at 106. And over in section number 115, my binoculars on, I'm going to try to catch up with Joe Millage. Joe, can you see us?
That's right, Jason. I'm in section 115 now with Danny Bauer, Blake Bauer's mom. And how are your nerves, Danny?
Crazy.
How do you feel about this?
I'm so excited for him. Proud. I couldn't be any more prouder than I'm for him.
I just look down here, and you're sitting around friends and family, and there's classmates here, and it must be a good feeling, with all the support for this championship match.
We're like a huge family. This team, this community, this crowd has been awesome. We call ourselves the Sea of Green.
It is the Sea of Green down here, Jason. Now, tell me a little bit about Blake. What's he like?
Quiet, some, but determined this year.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if he was determined or a real competitor.
This year's really come out. He was a state qualifier last year, but this year he was determined to make it to the night.
And you talked to him earlier today, too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And he's feeling pretty good?
Yes, he is.
All right.
He is still.
All right. That's Danny Bauer from Milo, and Jason will send it back upstairs to the booth.
Great job out of Joe Millage catching up with Blake Bauer's mom over there in section 115 along the way and going to run down to the tunnel. I had a chance to catch up with the 1A coach of the year for Southeast Warren and about this contest for Blake, and here's what he had to say.
Freshman Isabella Drummondo. Freshman Desiree Flusher.
Sophomore Madeline Mann.
Senior Hannah Horsch.
B-A-U-E-R Bauer, Blake Bauer.
We'll get Coach on here in just a second. Joe Millage is caught up with, I got the coach in the tunnel, and Joe, if you can help me get that on the air, we got the head coach of Southeast Warren.
With me now is the head coach of the Southeast Warren Warhawks. Coach, congratulations, Coach of the Year.
Thank you. They worked their butts off to get here, and they just worked hard. So,
Coach, the program's in outstanding footing. You guys have an amazing year. Have you been able to really take in what you guys have been able to accomplish this year?
I don't think it's really settled in yet. Probably tonight or tomorrow, really, it'll settle in. And just losing a lot of great seniors this year. That's going to hurt, but we've also got a lot of young kids coming up, a lot of good eighth graders stepping in, so we should do pretty good next year, too.
Got the suit and tie on a Saturday night. That's usually a good sign when you're at Wells Fargo Arena, and Coach, that means you got a championship bout here to go in a few minutes. Blake Bauer, what can you say?
Hard, tough worker. I mean, he'll stay after and work his butt off. He puts in the extra time.
Sorry,
so it's well deserved.
So what's the recipe for a Bauer championship?
We got to go after him, I think. He's got to do what he's done all year long. Can't change anything now. So
very much. That's the head coach of the Southeast Warren Warhawks, 1A coach of the year.
We've had the 3A or 2A coach of the year 2 years ago, the 1A coach of the year last year, and now another 1A coach of the year from Southern Iowa. That means there's some really good wrestling and some really good programs.
Well, Coach O'Brien is so deserving of that. I mean, like I said, this team, he's built it from that youth program coming all the way up. And like I said, I think they surprised some people up here. They still got a shot to try to finish in that third-place position. But, yeah, it's always neat to see that hardware and the recognition for Southern Iowa.
Well, we want to talk about that hardware real quick because this match here is about some hardware. Obviously, wanting to get a first-place medal and being the state champion is something important. But Southeast Warren is also fighting for that third spot here, which is a trophy that goes home to the third-place team.
So here's what needs to happen, okay? Blake Bauer has to win. Okay, for starters, they're behind by like 1.5 points. And not only does he have to win, but Wilton, who's in third place currently, has two wrestlers in the finals, and both of them would have to lose in the final for Southeast Warren to climb back up there. Blake Bauer's opponent is going to be Justin Portillo, who was a runner-up here last year as a sophomore, so he's looking for his first state championship. But we're hoping Blake Bauer can stop that and bring home the gold for Southeast Warren.
Well, seeing the teams come across the mats right now. Going to get set up here in just a second. We're going to be in the TV breaks. But, gentlemen, we're going to be covering all three mats. Of course, we're going to cover the mats that we want to, the highlighted matches. But all three mats we will cover tonight.
For those who didn't really get a watch, I guess, in the initial, I'd like to, first of all, kind of say congratulations, to Dallas O'Brien on winning the Class 1A Coach of the Year. But also to Glenn Wood, who got inducted to the Officials Hall of Fame tonight. And just to kind of, here in the program, they've got him listed. It says that he retired from his mat duties in 2014 after 33 seasons. An all-around athlete at Centerville, he was the team's wrestling captain and a state qualifier in 1977. After attending Indian Hills, his love of the sport led him to officiate in 1980. He parlayed that for 4 years as an assistant mat coach at Centerville. And speaking of which, he was on the coaching staff when I was a wrestler there. His career included 24 sectional meets, 22 district tournaments, and 20 years in the traditional state tournament with 11 championship Saturday night assignments. So he was named into the National Federation of Official Association in the year of 2012, and he was won three-time District Official of the Year, and him and his wife got presented with the award tonight.
That is amazing honor. You wonder what goes on in the minds and what they're doing of the officials before the contest. I had a chance to catch up with a couple officials down on the mat after they broke out of their meeting, and here's what they said they're preparing for tonight. Down here on the mats before go time with a couple of officials, and guys, introduce yourselves and tell me what it is that you do before you go out here. You just got together with the head official, but tell me about this process of going out on the mats.
Well, I'm Tim Byer. I'm from Greenfield, and I'm with Jim Christensen from Greenfield also, and we met before the before we come out with Bill Rose, our head official, and he gives us our mat assignments, and then we discuss any situations that might have come up during the day with coaches or different maneuvers, different things that we can improve our officiating with. Just go over some, just a few time issues, things like that, but we try to get everything done correctly here. So,
Jim, is this your first time here and doing the finals, and then how many times have you been doing this?
31 years.
Just a rookie.
It's not my first time. Okay.
Yep. Not his first rookie. So you don't know what mat you're going to cover and what match you're going to cover until right before.
Yeah, right before the 20 minutes ahead of mat assignments for the finals here. We got them about 5 o'clock. So then we get our mat assignments, and then we talk the situations like Tim said about your lead official and your assist official, what the mechanics are and where you want to be in both situations.
Is there any specific thing that tonight you guys are putting an emphasis on?
Oh, no. I think just go out and do the best you can. Do what you've been doing all year. I mean, most officials here, they're here because they're good officials all year long. The coaches give you recommendations that get you here, and that's what we go out and try to do the best job we can. And, you know, let the kids wrestle. You know, let them win or lose their matches.
Great visiting with you guys. So the best of the best is going to be on the mat tonight, and that's not just talking about the athletes.
Thank you.
The officials, and what I didn't realize, guys, they had no idea till I was down there after they broke their huddle on the mats, the head official handed out the assignments. They had no clue what mats are going to be covering what matches, and not until they broke that about 10 minutes ago.
Well, they do it right here. They've done a great job, top to bottom, the organization of this event, to pack this place 3 days in a row, getting them in, getting them out. They've got escalators that they can run both directions to handle the crowd, and a few electronic snafus. And other than that, it has been a smooth ride here on 96.7, bringing you this 2015 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and we're getting ready to go. We've got Blake Bauer from Southeast Warren. He's a Class 1A qualifier here. He's a finalist against Justin Portillo from Clarion Goldfield Dows. That's going to be our feature match here on this evening to start things off. Class 2A from Columbus Community. We saw this wrestler at our district. It's Josh Keller. He'll be going up against Michael Millage from Crestwood. No relation to Joe because they spell it differently. And at 106, it'll be Waukee's Jacob Allison. He's a junior, 42-6 on the year, going to go up against Brody Teske from Fort Dodge. We will bring you all these matches simultaneously, but we're focused on here. Blake Bauer.
Blake Bauer about to go at it. Here is the Southeast Warren cheerleaders getting ready for Blake Bauer.
Freshman Isabella Drummondo. Freshman Desiree Flesher.
Sophomore Madeline Mann.
Senior Hannah Horsch.
B-A-U-E-R Bauer. Blake Bauer.
And that is the Southeast Warren cheerleaders down there right next to the coaches in that corner on the red mat, the center mat. And we're underway here, Justin Portillo, the 41-1 junior, his opponent from Glarian Goldfield. And we're underway here at 106. Guys, the first takedowns are really important, and Justin Portillo gets the first takedown of this 106 match.
Real good sweep there on the ankle. Portillo gets it and works a leg around, gets the trip, and he gets the takedown on Blake Bauer. Early going here. First period action. We're off the mat, out of bounds with 1:39 to go. 106-pound championship, Class 1A, Bauer down 2-0.
Well, welcome to the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament Finals. Three mats that once was eight, and we're underway here. And in 2A action, Josh Keller and Michael Millage going at it. And no score in this Class 2A matchup.
Got a takedown over here in Class 3A. It is
as Teske of Fort Dodge gets the takedown, an undefeated freshman taking on Jacob Allison. And Jacob Allison was in the finals last year and came up short, so he's a two-time finalist here trying to find a way to beat Teske, but apparently nobody's found a way to do that this year.
Well, Justin Portillo just found a way to get another takedown. Now he has a 4-1 lead over Blake Bauer. Southeast Warren, the Warhawks, have been on a tear here at the state wrestling tournament. They've been here since Wednesday as a team.
Class 2A, Michael Millage gets the takedown to start scoring, and then he cuts Josh Keller 2-1 in the Class 2A final, Class 2A 106.
The tilt is put on here. Portillo with the tilt on Bauer. A couple of back points. I don't know if he got a three count. He did. There's two more back points now earned by Portillo of Clarion Goldfield. It is a 6-1 lead here. 46 seconds to go, first period here at 106 in Class 1A. State championship.
Portillo's showing the reason why he was a top-ranked wrestler all year, working that tilt there with the crossbody in there on the left side. Just got the leg split, tilted him over. Not a pinning combination that you're going to pin your opponent, but he did a great job exposing the shoulders of Blake Bauer long enough to get that two-point near fall.
Over in Class 3A, Teske. Teske got a little high, give up a reversal to Allison, but quickly got another reversal back. At the end of the first period, Teske leads by a score of 4-2.
Exchanging takedowns and escapes, it's Millage with the 4-2 lead over Keller at Class 2A.
Here's another chin back here by Portillo, and is not going to get any more back points there. He's out in front here. Blake Bauer, Southeast Warren, 51 wins as a sophomore for Southeast Warren of Liberty Center, and he finds himself trailing here 6-1 after one period in the book.
Teske over here on mat number three trying to find a tilt on Allison to score some points here as he's riding Allison tough, keeping lots of pressure on Allison, trying to find a way to get up and out with that score still. Teske 4-2.
Josh Keller is on the bottom to start the second period at 106 pounds. Class 2A championship. He is down 2-6 from Millage, trying to bust his way out of there and narrow that deficit for Josh Keller, Columbus Community.
Well, Portillo now is got Bauer on his back trying to sit over. And Portillo in control here, and more back points earned as we get underway in this second period. Three back points. It's 11-1 here at Portillo from Clarion Goldfield out in front here of Blake Bauer of Southeast Warren. Now a chin back attempt And more back points being earned by Portillo, who has been absolutely on a tear on this 106 matchup. And here is a pin. Blake Bauer, his sophomore campaign comes to an end. But, gentlemen.
What a great year for Blake Bauer. Congratulations on a second-place finish and top five finish for the Southeast Warren Warhawks. And a great honor for their coach, O'Brien, got the coach of the year. And a little bit of a disappointment there, I'm sure, for Blake Bauer. But what a great year. Congratulations, yep. Second place.
Only a sophomore. Got two more years to come up here and get it done. Ends his sophomore year 51-4 on the season.
Hey, I know we got folks out there, the wrestling fans, want to hear about Josh Keller from Columbus Community. He is in a dogfight. It's the second period, 46 seconds to go for you folks listening in here on 96.7. A 4-3 deficit for Josh Keller on his feet in the second period with 37 seconds to go.
Brody Tesk over here, Fort Dodge out in front now, 6-2 over Jacob Allison of Waukee on the 3A mat as we bring you all three mats. 1A champion goes to Portillo.
Is Mike Millage from Crestwood, the 2A semifinalist that's opposing Josh Keller from Columbus Community.
All updated on 3A, Matt. Teske kind of got himself in trouble. I almost thought it was going to be a defensive fall for a minute, but slid around, got a half in, got 2-point near fall. At the end of the second period, he finds himself winning 6-2.
Josh Keller on his feet. His opponent, Michael Millage, has got him in a front headlock, and now we've got the end of the second period, 4-3. A couple of takedowns for Millage. That's his 4 points. Josh Keller's been able to get out three times. He's going to start this period in the neutral position. Keller on his feet. He's wearing the blue singlet with the red leg bands. His Crestwood opponent, Michael Millage, in the gray singlet with the green leg bands. They spar at the center of the mat, get separation. Double leg shot in there by Millage. Head on the inside. Tries to work it to the out. Whizzer in there by Josh Keller. Josh Keller with the whizzer in. Left arm in on the right armpit of Millage. Now Millage tries to cast over. And he does. It will be a 2-point takedown for Michael Millage. Josh Keller now trailing by 3. 6-3. 106 pounders. Minute 20 left in this championship match. Josh Keller trailing for Columbus Community.
We still got a 6-2 lead over here for Teske over Allison of Waukee. He's riding tough, 40 seconds left. The one thing that you always see here at these lower weights, Joe, is that we got two freshmen here competing for their first title. So you always put in the back of your mind, who's going to be the next four-timer? Millage, 41-1 on the year as he's leading his match. Teske, 6-2. Possibly a possible four-timer and then undefeated if he can finish this campaign. But as we've seen earlier in the year, earlier in this tournament, where you may have had a kid that gets upset and then ends that four-time state championship run.
Tough thing to do to be a four-time state champion. Josh Keller, a junior, trying to get his first state championship. He is on the bottom, and he's trailing 6-3. He had a real nice stand-up near the edge of the mat, got hand control, but could not get separation before they went off the edge of the mat. Now, as they reset, he is in the down position, trailing Michael Millage from Crestwood, 6-3.
And we got about 5 seconds left here on the 3A mat. It comes to an end. Allison gets the reversal with about 10 seconds remaining. Bateski gets the win, 8-4, finishes his season 43-0, an undefeated freshman. With great opportunity ahead of that young man.
He could be the next four-time state champion. Drew West from Highland Riverside had designs on that, and they were dashed in the quarterfinals yesterday.
By another freshman who's undefeated, Alex Thompson. We're going to see him at 113 pounds coming up next.
That will be a fun match, and we'll focus on that match for you folks listening in here on 96.7. Right now, we're competing, and that will be it. Josh Keller, valiant effort for his team Columbus Community, but he will go down by the score of 6-3. And a great year, all these
Absolutely.
Wrestlers, man, oh man, to
Tremendous.
Be wrestling on Saturday nights.
Well, congratulations to all of our champions here at 106. Blake Bauer, Southeast Warren, with the runner-up finish here at 106 in Class 1A. We're going to come right back with 113 weight classes when we come back. High above the mats, high fidelity. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling State Championships right here on your sports leader, KIIC.
At
Community First Credit Union, we have a mortgage for you. From a mortgage to help you buy your first home to the mortgage that will help you refinance your existing home. We have a variety of loans with competitive rates and terms to meet your needs. Now is the time to buy or refinance. Make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Stop in and visit your local branch today. Or apply online. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
Loeffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Loeffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Loeffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
High above the mess, high fidelity. Let's run down Joe Millie's on location on the Quality Ag Wireless mic down there. Joe, can you feel that electricity that is Wells Fargo Arena?
You really can, and it's stories here. You get half your wrestlers come off winners, half of them come off losers, and we try to bring you the sights and the sounds. And for our listeners that don't get to be here and can't see it, these wrestlers that lose, they are so dejected. It's so emotional for them. When they come off these mats, they've been looking forward to this all year, maybe more. And in some cases, they're seniors, and in some cases, they're just really, really young. But the emotion that comes off the mats if they lose is just unbelievable. It's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch when you're the coach in the corner too, Coach Cochran. There's so much, and the parents. We think we live vicariously as a fan and broadcaster, but to be in those moments, those raw moments.
Can't describe it. You really can't describe the feeling. Because like I said, you know, these matches are a roller coaster. You might be up, and all of a sudden you get thrown on your back, and then you end up losing. So, you know, you're on the brink of championship, and then you get your heart broke. It's tough.
Well, let me tell you about Alex Thompson, the Underwood freshman. He's 43-0 on his season right now. He's out against the Tipton Eagle. That's Eric Lentz, a senior with a 34-3 record. They're on their feet in the first period. And the score right now, it's a 2-1 advantage for Alex Thompson. He got the early takedown. Lentz came right back with the escape. And now it's Thompson with the takedown.
We watched
nice
him earlier.
Nice leg up. He got the single leg, got the trip, and really good elevation on that single leg. He'll go to the second period with a 4-1 advantage on that cat quick takedown at the end of the first period.
I'm guessing he hasn't given up a takedown all year. He has been tough on his feet. When we watched him beat West of Riverside, he was still in dominant fashion on his feet.
Class 3A action. Jack Wagner out in front of Tristan Lara of Fort Dodge. Wagner from Bittendorf. This 3A matchup at 113. It's 4-1 now. And it is a Wagner with the lead. Make it 4-2 on the escape now by Tristan Lara here on the 3A mat on this far south side.
No score in the Class 2A championship. Got to escape now. Back to 1A. Second period action. Two-point takedown for Alex Thompson. That's the third one that he has accumulated here in this 113-pound final. It's Alex Thompson on top, 6-1, and covering his opponent, Eric Lentz, from Tipton.
Lentz Jack with the stand-up. Wagner still out in front, 6-2 over Tristan Lara, Fort Dodge. That's the 3A matchup, 113. Going to have to get the 2A contest, but gentlemen, track wrestling.
Well, 2A is Derek Holsch. If I got Holschlag of Union, LaPorte City, he's going against Brendan Doble of Clear Lake. a 47-1 senior, and Holschlag is 53-2. And Union's, you know, vying for a trying to find a way to get up there in the team standings. We got a tight race, a really, really tight race in Class 2A between Union, Creston, Mediapolis. Crest, I think Crestwood's in there.
Over on the 3A mat, Jack Wagner gets the escape to begin this second period. And he's out in front now, 7-2 over Tristan Lara, Fort Dodge. Wagner from Bittendorf, 7. Lara, Fort Dodge, 2 here with about 1:24 to go, second period.
Class 1A, an escape by Tipton's Lens, gives him his second point. Nice stand-up escape there. His opponent from Underwood gets a nice little, just kind of a snap down and spin behind. Not really a shuck, but he gets behind just really quick. And Thompson gets the takedown.
Well, with Teske winning that first match for Fort Dodge, 106, that kind of seals the deal for the Class 3A trophies. So you got Southeast Polk with 179, you got Bettendorf with 138, and Fort Dodge is probably going to creep up in there and get third place. They currently have 101 with Cedar Rapids Prairie in fourth with 88.5. So,
well, Tristan Lara, Fort Dodge right now is trailing a Jack Wagner, Bettendorf, the 47-1 junior from Bettendorf out in front now, 9-2. Lara stands to his feet, tries to sit out now. Gets back to his feet, trying to separate those hands here in 3A action. He does get the escape, but he trails Jack Wagner. Tristan Lara, Fort Dodge, trailing Jack Wagner, Bittendorf. 9-3 your score here on Class 3A, 113.
Class 1A, Alec Thompson with a nice elevated single leg gets his fifth takedown of this match. He leads now 10-2, covering Eric Lentz from Tipton. 135 left in the championship here, Class 1A. Class 2A is still a 1-0 contest. It'll be Brennan Doble from Clear Lake enjoying the best of that one with a minute and a half to go. An escape for Doble there in the second period. The only scoring in that Class 1A match so far.
Well, Lara gets the escape. Again, he trails 9-3 here. Fort Dodge, Tristan Lara trailing 9-3 over Jack Wagner of Bettendorf. And that is something.
Well, here we got a Class 2A tight match here. It's Brennan Doble from Clear Lake, and he has got a little bit of trouble. He's trying to hold down Derek Holschlag from Union LaPorte City, and now Holschlag gets a little bit out of position on trying to get an attempt. It's kind of a scramble right there, and in the scramble, we've got no change and no scoring. That was pretty crazy there. Doble just about got reversed. Holschlag just about got near fault, and there was no
change.
That was a scramble.
That was a hold your breath type of moment.
All right, now finally, Doble decides to just go ahead and cut him with a minute to go. That ties it at 1-1. Class 2A championship, Union LaPorte City tied with Clear Lake.
And 3A, the final 1:30 of this third period is Jack Wagner with the 9-4 lead here, and they'll go out of bounds. Will they get him the takedown? No. So Wagner still with the 5-point lead here, 1:19 to go. They'll go reset at the center of the mat here in Class 3A. Wagner, Bettendorf, 9. Lara, Fort Dodge, 4 here in 3A.
Wagner, a returning state champion from last year at 106. He beat the Allison kid we just announced at 106 pounds. So he's looking for his second state championship.
And we may have a winner there on the 1A mat.
Yep, it was a 10-3 win, 4.
I have a feeling there Thompson might be your next four-time state champion right there. Undefeated Max Thompson, or Alex Thompson. Joe Stevens, Centerville native, is his coach. He's got the making of an excellent kid right there.
Well, Centerville's got lots of ties to great wrestling.
Hey, we're going to have an overtime in 2A, folks. This is going to be fun. Bringing it to you, a sudden victory match between Derek Holschlag from Union LaPorte City and Brennan Doble from Clear Lake.
I'll get you an update here. Jack Wagner is out in front, 9-4, 35 seconds to go. Looks like Wagner's going to hold on for Bettendorf to get the win. But all the action, all the eyes are to that east mat.
Doble in on double leg, gets it dumped down. 10 seconds into the sudden victory.
Wow.
Doble with a duck under double.
Wow.
Gets it done for Union, or for Clear Lake over Union LaPorte City. Congratulations, Brennan Doble, 2A champion.
Well, Jack Wagner out in front here. Final 12 seconds. He's going to get the win for Bettendorf as the clock ticks down, and they'll roll off the mat here. What an exciting match over there in 2A.
I believe we're going to see Holschlag's brother here in a little bit. Union's got three wrestlers in the finals, another Holschlag, and then Max Thompson, who we've seen defeat Blake Lawless earlier this tournament.
Well, time will expire here in 3A. Jack Wagner with the win from Bettendorf over Lara, and we're going to take a timeout, come back. PCM, your Tristan Clark is on deck here at 126, going for a state title in Class 2A. We'll be right back. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal of Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Are you ready to make the switch? At Community First Credit Union, we have a checking account with all the right features for you. Whether you're interested in a CFirst free checking account or our premium checking account, members choose us for our truly competitive products and services. And when you open a CFirst checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your old checks and debit cards. Apply online today at c1stcu.com and make the switch to CFirst. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Moving right along here on this championship Saturday night. High above these mats and in high fidelity all over the world at www.kicradio.com. And every eye is turning to 126 here as we get ready to cheer on Tristan Clark of PCM. And how about the run he has had here at this tournament, Joe Sinclair? He has been a fireball and a chance tonight to get a South Central Conference championship here at the state wrestling tournament.
Well, it would be another historic win for a South Central Conference wrestler. And, you know, we got a couple of those guys going to get it done for us in Southern Iowa tonight.
Well, we know he's not a South Central Conference wrestler. I meant to say South Central Conference, not a district wrestler, but a South Central Iowa wrestler. That's what I meant to say. Tristan Clark, 126 pounds. Coach,
I had my headset off. I thought you were talking about Bradley Irwin.
I was. Tristan Clark's going to be up here next. Tell us a little bit about what you think Clark needs to do to get the job done down there for
Clark has had great action in his good wins. He's had some wins where he coasted in this year, but he has had some great wins against really high-quality opponents where he brought the action. He just never let up. And if Tristan Clark keeps that action on and never lets up, he is going to be hard to beat, and I don't know who will beat him if he keeps coming at him and coming and coming and coming. And he's got the kind of physique and the kind of conditioning that he can come at you for 6 minutes plus.
Well, Coach, you talk about over and over again the middle side of it. To be here for the first time for Clark, the middle side of this.
It can be different. It's, you know, when you get out here, the atmosphere is a little bit different. You know, I can tell you from my experience, I wasn't the same kid at the event of the finals as I was earlier in the tournament. Sometimes you get overwhelmed, and you know, it all depends on how they're going to adapt to it. If they've been in the situation before, they know how to handle it. But you ask what Tristan needs to do. Well, it just comes down. If he scores more points than his opponent, he's going to win.
Pretty smart over there. If he scores more points than his opponent, he's going to win. TZ, buddy, you've lived and breathed the wrestling. To be in this moment, you know the wrestler's got to be going through a lot on the inside.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's really got to be a roller coaster of emotions, I'm sure. Of course, I was never in a stage this big, but anytime that a competitor gets on any sort of a match or a game or anything, you know, this high level of the stage, it's got to just be emotional.
Emotional is what it is, and these old broadcasters can't help. We get a little emotional up here high above the mats in high fidelity. Tristan Clark of PCM going to go out of here as the wrestlers come out, guys. We went into a commercial break. They did the award ceremony on that podium, and we talked about this as the consolation matches were being wrestled out for those placements. And truly, if you're one of the top eight on that podium, you're one of the, not only the top eight in this state tournament, but you're one of the top in the entire country.
Well, these kids that are wrestling tonight will have scholarship opportunities all throughout this great nation in schools that weren't victimized by that Title 19 that is lamented by the world-famous Dan Gable that kind of decimated the college ranks.
Well, we are underway here at 120 pounds. 120-pound competition here and underway here in two-way action. As we're getting ready to go here, let's get our two-way contestants here at 120 pounds.
It's going to be Brock Rathman. He's from Center Point, Urbana. He'll be going up against Braden Curry. You'd have to say Rathman will be the favorite in that one. He is undefeated on this season.
He's a returning state champion.
Returning state champ.
Over on the 3A mat, Jacob Swarm, Bettendorf. Grant Stotts of Valley of West Des Moines. Stotts, a 38-6 freshman. Just a freshman. And a 3A freshman, that's doing something. Jacob Swarm, 47-2, a senior. And we're just underway here in Class 3A. Jacob.
Rathman starts the scoring at 2A with the takedown. And he's working hard on top. He's got the arm pinned behind the back. He's off the hips right now. Now he gets back on the hips. Keeps that arm. Pulls him back over his left hip. Rolls him up and gets his body broken down. He's got his hips on the mat. Rathman in control. Tries a chicken wing on the left side. Good stand up there by Curry, and Curry from Sergeant Bluff Luton gets loose. 1 point escape. 2-1 the score. Off the mat, out of bounds. 52 seconds to go in the first period.
Just looking here, it is kind of amazing. You do have Brock Rathman, returning state champion. You got Jacob Swarm of Bettendorf in 3A, a returning state champion. And Bryce West of Highland Riverside is making his first appearance to the finals, but got beat by Portillo last year to stop his run. But on mat number two, we got a 3-2.
I missed a score there by Curry. He must have gotten the initial takedown right off the whistle. He leads that one 3-2. We'll keep our eyes on that one out for you folks listening in on 96.7. Now there's another takedown by Brock Rathman. He does take the lead now, 4-3, with 21 seconds left in the first period at 120 pounds, championship action on mat number one.
Well, we've had a lot of action over here in the 3A mat at 120. Jacob Swarm, Bettendorf, and Grant Stotts going out of Valley of West Des Moines. Lots of shots, but no one yet to score. Everybody's had an answer for each other's shot, and right now no score here, 15 seconds to go. Here's another deep single leg in there. Some elevations as Stott tries to bring it in. But, again, a nice sprawl out there by Jacob Swarm, and no points are going to be earned by either wrestler here in the first period in Class 3A 120-pound matchup.
On the 1A mat, though, it's been all Bryce West the entire match. He leads 10-3. Got multiple takedowns over Cole Needham of West Marshall, and riding tough here, trying to find a way to turn him so he can finish his campaign 50-0 on the season.
We're going to start the second period with a 4-3 lead for Brock Rathman. He spells that exactly the way that you would spell Iowa's ocean. Rathman starts out on the bottom, quickly gets a stand-up escape, turns and faces his opponent from Sergeant Bluff Luton. He now leads that one 5-3. Good pair of 120-pound wrestlers here in Class 2A, sparring near the edge of the mat.
Well, Jacob Swarm over here, guys, just got, he started in the covered position over Grant Stotts of Valley of West Des Moines here in 3A, and Stotts got him in a tilt, and or Swarm got Stotts in a tilt, got two back points, and that, after a reversal, and that is going to mean that Swarm now leads 5-0 here in the second period, 30 seconds gone by in Class 3A.
West gets another takedown here, just kind of, I mean, taking him down at will, it seems like, leads 12-5, cut him again, take him to his back right there as they go out of bounds, but 12-5 with a minute and a half left in the second period.
Class 2A still a lead for Brock Rathman. He gets another takedown, extends his lead to 5-3. He's been very, very quick on his feet, really good with the shuck by and the spin and getting around behind, and he is on top of Braden Curry from Sergeant Bluff Luton with a 4-point lead.
We've got more action here as Jacob Swarm has a cradle in, and he's going to get the pin. Jacob Swarm, Bettendorf with a pin. in Class 3A over Grant Stotza Valley, and a cradle put in by Swarm leads to a pin, and Bettendorf gets a win here at 120. Jacob Swarm, the 8-2 senior with the win and a state title at Class 3A, 120 pounds. What a move there by Swarm. That's
back-to-back champions for Bettendorf.
Yeah, they really are putting together a great tournament as well. Wow.
Class 2A match, it's still 7-3. Brock Rathman with 19 seconds to go, content to ride out his Sergeant Bluff opponent. Now it's Braden Curry. Curry got the initial takedown, took the lead, and he led 3-2 in that match at one point. But it's been all Brock Rathman ever since.
Had some blood time here in the 1A match as they resume play here. 12-5 West, looking to get another takedown, extend his lead 14-5. Looking for his first state championship.
That's Bryce West from Highland Riverside. Very famous wrestling family in that part of eastern Iowa.
Just a sophomore. His brother won it last year. And his brother got beat out this year. And kind of the opposite's happening this year.
We'll start the third period with the wrestlers on their feet in Class 2A. Nice little ankle pick try in there by Braden Curry. But a good job with the counter. And the just kind of a pressure on the head by Brock Rathman. And he's able to get behind with his quickness, gets behind, gets control, two-point takedown, makes the score 9-3. Minute and a half left there at 120 pounds, Class 2A championship. It's Brock Rathman on top. He's riding on the right side. He's still got, on the left side. He's still got the hips of Curry down. He's trying to work a bar arm on the right side. Looks like he's a little frustrated with the stalling. Asks for a stall call, and the official gives it to him. And now back on his haunches is Curry, and Curry tries a side roll. Rathman rolls right with him to the edge of the mat. Now Rathman tries to get a corkscrew ride in there, and they go off the mat. We'll reset it at the center of the mat with Rathman covering Curry. 58 seconds left in this 120-pound championship. And looks like we might have a blood timeout or a equipment problem for Brock Rathman.
Well, we just started the third period here in Class 1A. Bryce West decided, hey, I just want to go on my feet and try to take this opponent down. Still a 12-5 lead with the minute 35 remaining. Lots of action, lots of flurry, but West does a nice job. Hits a little slow single, gets the takedown, extends that lead 14-5. Now probably trying to find a way to turn him, trying to work the arms, work an arm bar in there. Keeping lots of tight pressure, not allowing his opponent to come up.
10-3 the lead now for Brock Rathman. He is covering Braden Curry from Sergeant Bluff Luton. Rathman, a returning state champion, out front, trying to work a cradle on the outside, and they'll go off the mat with 32 seconds to go in this 120-pound match. A 7-point lead for Brock Rathman from Center Point Urbana.
1 minute remaining in the Class 1A state championship. Got stopped again. I think we got some blood time just cleaning the gentleman up.
You know, gentlemen, I look around this place, and it's unreal.
There's not an empty seat in this place.
Number of people who show up and celebrate our kids. This is good stuff.
I do see a couple way up high. Somebody must have
probably
missed the bus.
Some popcorn.
Yeah, they went to
good
get popcorn, some
popcorn up here.
Excellent popcorn. Not inexpensive, but it's good. Hey, Brock Rathman has got the big 10-3 lead, and he will win that one by the score of 10-3. Congratulations, Center Point Urbana. Is Brock Rathman. You are the Class 2A 120-pound champion from Center Point Urbana.
We're down just to one mat here. Class 1A going at, and the 1A mat is right in the middle of the three mats. Two blue mats on the east and the west side with that red mat right in the middle of Wells Fargo Arena.
Back in action here at Class 1A. 42 seconds remaining. West still in control, 14-5. Got the legs in. Trying to work a turn, get some back points here. Needham trying to find a way to build up a base and find a way to get an escape and do something magical here as they go out of bounds.
Just 29 seconds left in this 1A championship. A 9-point lead for West.
He's going for 50 wins on the season as a sophomore. Wow. Bryce West, Highland Riverside. So many really good young wrestlers. The sports keeps perpetuating itself. That's a really good sign. We talked about the youth programs, and I want to just give a shout-out to all the dads and the moms and the coaches and those youth programs throughout southern Iowa
your coaches and your programs, your head coaches at your high schools, they know what you do, and they every one of them has talked about how much they appreciate and the difference being the programs that have those youth programs. They understand these coaches how important they are to their programs. So thank you.
And there it is, close. West, 14-6 is the margin of victory for him.
Now, Jason, I believe it was you saying earlier, you know, last year we had these West boys and these Portillo boys
yes.
would wrestle each other, and then was it you that said they kind of basically got a hold of each other and said, hey, we're not going to beat the heck out of each other. Let's all go weights.
Let's go a different direction.
Let's go different weights so we can all of us win it. And they did that. So you've got one of them at 106, one at 113, one at 120, and then the other Portillo's at 126, and three out of the four of them made the finals, and it probably would have been all four of them if West wouldn't have got stopped by Alec Thompson of Underwood.
Hey, we got Prairie City Monroe's Tristan Clark coming up here.
He's on deck.
He's on deck. He's a 126-pound finalist. He's going to be going up against Leisure from Clear Lake. So let's see how Tristan Clark can fare when we come back.
We got Skylar DeYoung of Oskaloosa out here now, too.
Yes, that's right.
They're going against Nolan Hellickson of Southeast Polk.
We've got a great showdown coming your way here at 126. You don't want to leave this mic and this radio station because, folks, it is all happening right here. Three mats, three classes, one night, championship Saturday from Wells Fargo Arena.
As an ag producer, you wear lots of hats and operate lots of machines. So when you have ideas for improvement, John Deere listens. Take our E-Series skid steers. Producers like you wanted easier attachment hookup, optional switchable controls for choosing between ISO, H-pattern, and foot controls, and an auto-reversing fan that keeps coolers free of debris. We've corralled these features and more into the E-Series. Because at John Deere, we are about building together.
Visit online at SinclairTractor.com. Sinclair Tractor, striving to earn your business every day.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Moving right along on this championship Saturday night, high above the mats, high fidelity. Coach Kevin Cochran, Joe Sinclair, Travis Apple, Joe Millage down amongst the wild crowd here and the fans, the wrestlers and the coaches. We'll get with him in a little bit, but this is Jason Summers here with you. 126 here, two featured matchup. PCM, Tristan Clark and Skylar DeYoung of Oskaloosa are going to go out of here in just a second, guys. Let's take Tristan Clark and break that one down real quick for our fans.
Well, Tristan Clark has got a great season going. He's he started in here at 44-3. Of course, you got to win three to get to the championship. He's got a tough opponent from Ryan Leisure from Clear Lake. Clear Lake has got a great year going. Ryan Leisure, a returning place winner. And Coach Cochran, Ryan Leisure not going to be a pushover for Tristan Clark. But I think if Clark brings the action, he's got every chance of beating him.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the one thing you look at, you try to look at, say, hey, I've got good wrestling partners in the room, and we just seen another Clear Lake wrestler in the finals. So I'm sure between Curry and Leisure that they battle in that room, making each other better.
I got Skylar DeYoung over here. Skylar, the moment I'm going to remember from this tournament, Skylar gets taken down and put to his back, nearly a pin, trails by five, and then runs six straight points to get the win. Maybe the best comeback of the entire tournament.
And it took every every second to get it done. It was a great match for Skyler DeYoung and really the defining moment for the Oskaloosa Indians at this championship.
Well, and I'll ask you guys, and I've watched Southeast Polk wrestle before, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to vote, and I'm hoping it's unanimous between you guys that those singlets that Southeast Polk have for the finals are the ugliest singlet I've ever laid my eyes on.
Well, I won't disagree with that, but Skyler DeYoung looks sharp and ready to go. His cheerleaders are ready to go, and what we need now is the perfect cheer.
I looked at that singlet through my binocs, and it's plaid.
I know it.
I'm not kidding. It's plaid. All right. Well.
Sophomore Danielle Schooley. Freshman Ruby Johnson. Sophomore Mallory Lanfear. Sophomore Mary Arkowski. Sophomore Sienna DeYoung. Senior Tori Holthaus.
When you got it. When you don't, you don't. When you wrestle with Skyler, you won't.
That is the Oskaloosa cheerleaders getting Skyler DeYoung ready. And there's a deep single leg attempt by Nolan Hellickson. And a takedown on Skyler DeYoung here. Underway, class 3A, 126. DeYoung taken down and now gets out on the escape. Nolan Hellickson of Southeast Polk, the opponent for Skyler DeYoung of Oskaloosa. And another single leg right away, guys. Hellickson really quick out of the gate.
Well, I talked to one of the Oskaloosa coaches right before we got into the radio booth, and that's the one thing that concerned him was that, hey, we got a chance to be okay. We just can't give up those takedowns early on in the thing. And then, fortunately, they've got him pegged.
Well, he's out in front now. Hellickson, 4-0, or 4-1 over Skyler DeYoung. Let's go over to Tristan Clark in class 2A.
Tristan Clark has fought off a couple of really good single leg shots in there by Ryan Leisure. He gets an underhook to get out of that one, and they go off the mat, out of bounds with 1:12 to go. They'll reset it to the center of the mat. Leisure from Clear Lake, Clark from PCM, and then a real good duck under there by Ryan Leisure. He gets behind, gets control, and opens the scoring here at 126-2-0. Leisure from Clear Lake.
Well, over in the 3A, again, it is Skyler DeYoung of Oskaloosa on the mat here, trailing 4-1. Nolan Hellickson of Southeast Polk, the opponent, 42 wins for Hellickson, no losses, the senior.
Well, that Class 1A match, Josh Portillo is just working over Tanner Greenwald from Wilton. He's got him wrapped up in a 7-1 deficit, and looks like he's looking for more.
Well, Hellickson continue to ride tough here on Skyler DeYoung. Got a stall call on DeYoung just a moment ago. DeYoung trailing here 4-1, 15 seconds ago, opening period here from Wells Fargo Arena, Class 3, 126. Let's run back over to PCM's Tristan Clark.
24 seconds left in that one, and it's Ryan Leisure riding parallel on the hips. He's got the crossbody ride in on the right side with the 2-0 lead, trying to work a power half on the left side of Tristan Clark. Clark fighting it off with 6 seconds to go now, and Clark just trying to keep from the exposure. He does get shoulder exposure, but only for a one count, so there will not be any near fall points. 2-0 going to the second period, class 2A.
We're at the break here and going into 2A. Let's get a look at the 1A mat at 126.
Well, it's Ryan Leisure, the 1A mat is Josh Portillo, as Joe said, just in control, 7-1 over Tanner Greenfeld, and they start the second period on their feet. Portillo looking to add to that state championship. He's a returning state champion.
Well, back on the 3A mat, just underway second period. Nolan Hellickson started in the down position, gets the escape. No, they did not give it to him. Skyler was down on the ankle real quick. Looked like he was going to get the escape. But DeYoung trailing here, 4-1. Nolan Hellickson of Southeast Polk out in front. 1:40 to go here. Good job by DeYoung staying on that ankle as 25 seconds tick off in this second period. Nolan Hellickson out in front, 4-1 over Skyler DeYoung of Oskaloosa. Let's run back to Tristan Clark, PCM.
A high top single leg by Ryan Leisure. He gets a takedown, 4-0, and something just happened to Ryan Leisure. They've got the match stopped for an injury timeout. I believe it's his right knee that they're working on. The official on the mat signals start injury time, and Leisure is on his back injured.
Nolan Hellickson with a reversal here on Skyler DeYoung, and Nolan Hellickson now leads 6-1 over Skyler DeYoung, Oskaloosa. DeYoung will go back and reset at the center of the mat as they went off the mat. Hellickson did a sit-out switch right at the edge of the mat and got the reversal, then went off the mat, and now DeYoung trails by 5 here. Hellickson, Southeast Polk, will cut DeYoung. And now it's a 7-1.
Here in Class 1A, Portillo.
6-2, I'm sorry.
Portillo still leads 7-1 over Greenwald. Not a lot of action here in the second period. They're both still on their feet, but not a lot of aggressiveness out of either wrestler.
Well, a deep single leg attempt by Hellickson. Wizard attempt here by DeYoung as he sprawl out here. If DeYoung can get that corner turn, now he's trying to go to the right. The left hand of Hellickson keeping DeYoung from getting around the corner, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. Deep shot by Hellickson. DeYoung just nearly turned that into his own points here, but trails 6-2 here in Class 3. Let's get back to PCM's Tristan Clark.
Well, Ryan Leisure must have had a couple things wrong with him. He was holding his knee down on the mat, and then when he got up off the mat, his knee looked fine. He readjusted his knee brace, knee pad there, and then they started working on his nose. Put a Band-Aid on the bridge of his nose. He covers Tristan Clark. Clark with a stand-up, brought right back down to the mat on a hip maneuver by Ryan Leisure. Leisure is covering. Riding parallel, puts the hips to hips.
DeYoung over here, gentlemen, has fought off a couple of shots by Hellickson and just missed getting the corner turned once again. But he is within shouting distance of Nolan Hellickson going to the third and final period. Nolan Hellickson out in front, 6-2 over Skylar DeYoung of Oskaloosa. Let's go back to Tristan Clark.
Tristan Clark was flattened out. He got back to his base, and quickly Leisure throws the crossbody right in there. He's got the leg in on the right side, trying to work a tilt or a power half. Now he's got the half in on the left side, so he'll have to get off the legs if he's going to turn him. Bars the arm on the right. He's got the power half in. Now it's just a straight half in on the left. Half Nelson on the left side. He's still got the leg in on the right. So stretched out on the bottom, it's Tristan Clark from PCM. And Clark flattened out, hips and stomach on the mat. Not able to do anything here with 20 seconds to go in the second period, trailing 4-0.
In Class 3A, Skylar DeYoung trails here by 4, 6-2, and we begin this third period, and a sit-out attempt by DeYoung as he starts in the down position, and Hellickson continues to break him down and riding tough here.
Here's something you don't see very often that you're in the 1A championship match. Portillo had him on his back, and then the kid, like, basically calls timeout. He already had the three count, so that's a four-point near fall that you get that you don't see that often. That extends Portillo's dominating in this match as he leads 14-1.
Well, it is Hellickson over here in 3A, still leading Skylar DeYoung and riding tough here. DeYoung having a hard time now, gets to his base, and a roll out here by DeYoung and caught by Hellickson, and Hellickson had him on his back for a moment. Still has that that leg. Is DeYoung's going to have to break that. And we're not going to get a stalemate here with 45 seconds to go. DeYoung with a Granby roll could not get out and nearly got caught on his back.
First point of the match for Tristan Clark comes via the locking hands penalty against Ryan Leisure from Clear Lake.
Two points.
We'll go to the third period, a 4-1 score.
Sorry about that, Joe. 2 points were earned by Nolan Hellickson, Southeast Polk. 2 back points as DeYoung tried to do the rollout. Hellickson caught him and earned a couple of back points there. 35 seconds to go here. Again, DeYoung tries to do the stand-up, brought back down by Hellickson. 27 seconds to go. Skylar DeYoung in trouble here, trailing by 6 as the clock continues to tick away here in this third quarter or third period. 20 seconds and counting here. Nolan Hellickson, Southeast Polk, out in front, 8-2 here.
Well, your 1A, 126-pound state champion is Josh Portillo of Clarion Goldfield, who won in dominating fashion with the Tech fall by a score of 17-1.
Well, Nolan Hellickson is going to get the win here at 126-3A. Hellickson, Southeast Polk, is the champion. But how about the run that Skylar DeYoung has had for Oskaloosa? He'll end his senior year as the state runner-up, 44-2. Congratulations, Skylar DeYoung, on a tremendous season. You have made everyone in Southern Iowa proud of you. Oskaloosa fans, I know you'll have a nice warm welcome for him when he comes back home. What a tournament, what a season, what a career. Skylar DeYoung of Oskaloosa will get runner-up here at the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament.
Still competing here in Class 2A. There are 56 seconds left on the clock, and it is Ryan Leisure on top, 6-1. We have got... looks like potentially dangerous there. What'd they call?
Not sure what they called.
Whatever it was, we're going to restart at the center of the mat with 52 seconds to go. Leisure covering Clark. Clark from PCM with a sit-out. Nice job by Leisure catching that trailing right foot of Clark. Now Clark back to his base. Tries to hip over the legs of Leisure. Leisure riding a little bit high, but he's got the leg hooked underneath on the left side. Now Clark on the bottom trying to free his head, but it's excellent hand control by Ryan Leisure, and don't see very much change in the action here. Might see a stalemate called.
don't know. Tristan's trying to put a kind of a what they call a three-quarter on, coming underneath, try to pull that under and get a quick pin, which is about what he really needs to do here with 10 seconds remaining.
Yeah, three-quarter Nelson here. Three-quarter Nelson here would be advantageous, but he's going to have to really get some momentum and cast over there, and he's trying to do it, but he runs out of time. 6-1. Great effort. Tristan Clark, your state runner-up from Prairie City Monroe. Give the championship to Ryan Leisure from Clear Lake.
What a great tournament again for Tristan Clark of PCM. The senior will end his senior year 44-4, and over the years he has been a joy to watch, and he will end his career at PCM with 44 wins as a senior and a runner-up at the state wrestling tournament. We're going to come back. Bradley Irwin, Centerville, are you ready? Bradley Irwin's ready when we come back. High above the mats and high fidelity. Don't go anywhere.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Moving to 126-pound, Bradley Irwin is going to take the mat here momentarily. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. I had a chance to catch up with Bradley Irwin before he went out on these mats, and here's the conversation we had earlier this afternoon.
For me to win the title match at 132 tonight, I'm going to need to just keep my offense going better than him. I mean, I've watched him wrestle. I mean, he's had a lot. They haven't had great success. He hasn't, like, wrestled a lot of good kids. But, and my R schedule, our Centerville schedule is tough, probably one of the toughest in the state. Yeah, but, you know, if I have a good gas tank, you know, if I push it to the third period and it's close, I think he'll break and I'll come out on top of the match.
And that was Bradley Irwin, and no nervousness in him at all, but I wonder how Dad's doing. Let's run up, I think, in section 115. If I look across the way, is that Joe Millage over there with Bradley
Jason,
Irwin's dad?
I've got Mitch Irwin with me here. We're in section 108, and Mitch, you seem pretty calm right now.
Well, I'm calm now.
So what do you think about tonight's matchup?
It's a good one. It'll be a good one. They both look like they're pretty well even matched.
When was the last time you talked to Bradley?
This morning.
And he's feeling pretty good?
Yes, he's feeling good.
He's going to win this thing.
I hope Bradley.
Now, he's been wrestling as long as you can remember, but this week you've been up here all week, and you've been a little bit nervous. Last night you got about had a heart attack, I heard.
Well, my heart just got to racing so bad when he was wrestling, I didn't know what was going to happen. I just had to calm down.
It's great to have all of the fans here from Centerville and also cheering back home, too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck, and thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
All right, Jason, back up to the booth.
Thanks, Joe Millage on the Quality Ag Wireless mic as Bradley Irwin gets ready to take the mat here just momentarily. Going to go to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go, Bradley. The White family is cheering for you. And making sure that KIC's footprint is reaching all over the world. And I know it's working at 113 Avenue West in Albia because Buddy the Dog, Austin, Christian, Kinnick, and Scarlett have got it turned on. My family back in Albia, one block away from the KIC studios. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Centerville's Bradley Irwin on the mat here at 132. Coach Cochran, Bradley is one tough character on the mat. He's one of the nicest guys you'll meet off of it.
He really is. You know, the one thing he said that
he's got a motor, and he does, and that's what he's going to have to do here. He's going against undefeated Dustin Reed, and I think if he can push the pace and kind of set the tempo early, we can get a shift in things. But he does. He has a motor. He's a great scrambler, and he's good on his feet.
One of the things he did talk about, Joe, is the level of competition that Centerville wrestles at. And I think that that's one of the things you've seen all these Southern Iowa wrestlers. They really are wrestling against some of the best of the best.
Our good guys are as good as anybody's. And we do not have to take a backseat to anybody when it comes to the competition that we face and the competition that our coaches seek. And Bradley Irwin is a beneficiary of that process.
Here's one thing you have to talk about Bradley. He qualified for state tournament last year at 145 pounds.
Yeah, he's worked down, but he is one put together 132-pounder. The Centerville coaches are in the corner. Bradley's on the mat, and here is the Centerville cheerleaders.
Sophomore Tiffany Johnson, senior Bailey Witt, senior Rachel Valentine, freshman Abby Pangburn. Ready? Hit it.
T-O-U-G-H, get tough, get tough.
And that is the Centerville cheerleaders, and Bradley Irwin right to work here at 132.
Shoots in on a single leg, gets the leg locked up tight, but a good job there by Reed. Grabbing the ankle while he's trying to lock that up. Reed still got the ankle. Bradley Irwin going to try to get that takedown, but it's going to be a stalemate, so we'll go back to the center of the mat. No, they give him the takedown.
They give him the takedown.
Great job, Bradley Irwin.
Nice duck under.
Centerville's 132-pounder trying for a state title here.
Irwin covering Reed. Centerville big red Bradley Irwin trying to chin back Reed after sit-out. Reed still with his rump on the back.
Puts the leg in right away.
Crossbody ride on the right side. Irwin going to try a tilt.
He is so good at that. You see him over and over. He's right into that.
And there's the tilt. Back points being awarded to Bradley Irwin. Nope. Too quick.
He's got to watch defensive pin in that situation too, Joe. His back got exposed there.
And there's no change in the action, but that was a flurry of action. Bradley Irwin works that tilt, gets a one count on the shoulder exposure to the mat, and nearly
he's so quick about getting that leg in and getting that crossbody ride. And I'll tell you, when he gets that in, he's been able to turn it into those tilt points and or those back points, and so quick with it.
That's a Southern Iowa matchup for you here on 96.7, folks. 132-pound championships. Dustin Reed from Bedford Lenox, all the way down there in southwest Iowa. He's up against Bradley Irwin, trailing 2-0. Irwin on top for the Centerville Big Reds. Great match being brought to you today by People's State Bank. Irwin riding tough right now. He's on the legs, hips a little bit high. But he's got Reed stretched out at the center of the mat. Hand control by Irwin. He's got two on one.
Oh, he's trying to put that cradle in.
Going to try to lock that cradle up. He's got the butcher in on the front. Now he bars the arm on the left side, puts the butcher in, bends the elbow underneath the chin, tries to get that head pushed back towards the knee on the left side of Reed. Irwin working hard on top.
He's really trying to set that. You can see him trying to set that.
Hey, big job to ride him, and there is a stall warning against Reed. Now Bradley Irwin puts the crossbody ride in there, and with 7 seconds to go, he gets Reed flat on the mat, and he's going to ride him out the whole first period.
He's going to run out of time here, but he was really setting it up. Time will expire on this first period, which has been owned by Bradley Irwin of Centerville. 30.
That is huge for Brad Irwin to get the takedown and not allow an escape in the first period by Dustin Reed. It sets him up very, very nicely in this second period to bust out of there and get an escape.
Well, Travis Apple just whispered in my ear, he has really set the pace Bradley Irwin has. He's brought the energy, and that's what you're seeing right here. 132-pound Bradley Irwin just underway second period with a 2-0 lead over Reed.
He's got the biggest lead of any class 126-pound semifinalist. It's 1-0 in 3A. And no score going to the second period in 1A. Hobbeman from Clarion and Washburn from Auburnette scoreless. And it is Paul Glenn, Bettendorf 1. Now it's 2-1. Zachary from Dowling Catholic over Glenn.
They're going to reset here at the middle of the mat. Bradley sits it out. He's going to try to grab on that back ankle.
He's in good position here. He's underneath that leg, so Reed's the one in trouble here.
Yep. Well, Brad Irwin, if he could get his hips under him and elevate that leg, he's got a real good chance to bust out and get the escape, or if he decides to stick with it, maybe come out the backside and get the reversal. He's working it nice and slow, trying to come out that backside. He's still got that leg, and now he does come out the backside, gets the reversal.
Wow.
4-0, Bradley Irwin. Great job. Nice patience. Worked it to perfection.
Now with that 4-point lead here, he really starts to continue to set that tempo, boys, and that that is some nice comfort room there for Bradley Irwin, but he is an aggressive wrestler.
That was just textbook there. Bradley Irwin now right top. He rode hard in the first period. He's got 47 seconds here in the second period, working on top. He's got the crossbody ride in on the right-hand side. He's tried to tilt with this before. He's dropped off it, gotten off the hips, and tried to work a cradle on the right side before. Now he's trying to pull the left arm of
Reed. He's got time back. This time if he just sets back and settles in. He's got 30 seconds here, 4-0. Bradley Irwin, a 132-pound matchup here, just last two-way.
Just be another huge deal here if Bradley Irwin could ride him out and have that 4-point lead going to the third period. Now Irwin, chicken wing on the left side.
Stall call already on Reed, so Reed's going to have to move off the bottom or he'll get dinged with another stall call.
9 seconds to go in the second period. Double chicken wing working here for Bradley Irwin. He might run out of time, but he could run this thing, and he is going to run out of time.
He's going to run out of time, but he had that in.
He had it locked up. Hey, other action for you folks. Bradley Irwin now leading 4-0 going to the third period. Joel Haberman with a 1-0 lead in 1A. He's from Clarion Goldfield over Albernette's Hunter Washburn. And it's Paul Glenn all knotted up 2-2 with Mike. Nope, now it's Michael Zachary with the lead 3-2. Zachary from Dowling Catholic over Bettendorf's Paul Glenn.
Interesting right here as it looked like Reed chose to cover Irwin. And Irwin with a 4-0 lead here. Interesting decision there. He must think he can turn to Irwin.
Well, I don't think he liked the way that Brad Irwin rode him because he rode him for pretty much 3.5 minutes in the first two
Well,
periods.
He looked over at his coach, and the coach basically said, "Yeah, hey, do you want to go up?" So I think he must
have been
fairly tough on top, try to find a way to try to turn him.
He's got the crossbody ride in on the right side right now. That's Dustin Reed from Bedford Lennox riding Bradley Irwin. Irwin with a 4-point lead and a minute and a half to go.
Bradley's done a good job of getting to his base now. If he can he was able to turn this into an escape earlier coming out the back door.
I really like to stand up right now with that crossbody ride in there and put that wrestler on top in a little bit of peril. And if Brad Irwin can do that, he's doing a great job maintaining hand control, not really worrying too much about what's going on with Dustin Reed's legs because he's got the big 4-0 lead.
There's a stalemate. 1 minute, 4 seconds to go. Centerville, get on your feet the final minute here.
Hey, we're going to have a South Central Conference champion if Bradley Irwin can take 64 seconds off this clock without allowing Dustin Reed to score 4 points.
Well, there's a caution. Irwin was really coming quick with it. He is so quick, and he's got so much energy. And that's one of the things he was really confident about was the energy he can bring. Here's a set-out attempt, but Irwin now with a 4-point leader.
Oh, Irwin's working hard on the bottom. Irwin working hard on the bottom, and Dustin Reed, the only answer he's got is to stick the crossbody ride in there, and he is not going to pin Bradley Irwin with the crossbody ride.
Well, he's getting a little high here as Irwin continues.
Irwin's controlling the hands.
Yep.
Irwin's controlling the hands. And that is the key.
Well, and he can waste some time down there.
And he is.
Give up
30 seconds nearly gone by here since they reset. 35 seconds of counting here.
There's the stall call against Irwin with 31 seconds to go.
30 seconds and counting here. Bradley Irwin with the 4-0 lead here. And they're going to reset the final 27 seconds. Probably real important here. The first move by Irwin. But he's got a 4-0 lead. He does not need to do anything silly as he... He knows that leg's going to come in. This time, Irwin goes flat to the mat. Now back to his base. 20 seconds of counting.
Now Irwin with his head on the mat.
Oh, final 15
there
seconds.
There is a stall call. That's 4-1 with 14 seconds to go. He's got two more of those to give. So Brad Irwin
under
is 10 going
seconds
to be
here. Bradley Irwin, under 10 seconds. Five. You count it down. You count it down, Centerville. You've got another state champion. 2-1. Bradley Irwin from Centerville comes out, explodes out, and gets a big salute from his friends from Centerville and another state championship from Centerville. Centerville, unbelievable the number of champions they continue to bring here to Wells Fargo Arena.
And the key to that match was the way that Bradley Irwin rode Dustin Reed when he got on top. Great job getting in there on that single leg on the takedown right off the bat. Really surprised Reed. He was 50-0 on the year. And then when he grabbed that ankle, when Reed was on top, tried to put that crossbody right in there. Bradley Irwin grabbed that ankle, kept that leg from getting in, and then just was very, very patient, worked his way back, came out the backside, got the two-point reversal, and then rode him the rest of the period.
We're going to try to catch up with Joe Millage. You'll try to catch up with Bradley Irwin meeting him this morning. TZ brought him up here and introduced him to us. And, boy, what an outstanding athlete. What an outstanding kid there. Joe Millage down in the tunnel. Joe, you got the bird's eye view of the exuberant Bradley Irwin, the state champion for Centerville at 132. Buddy, I don't know if there's anybody happier in the world right now than Bradley Irwin.
Briar Cochran's pretty happy because he's getting a big hug from Briar right now in the tunnel.
Oh, that's awesome. And
we'll give it just a second here.
Well, we are
all right. We got a match going on. It's going to be a barn burner, and with time expiring, it is a controversial call, and they give Alberness Hunter Washburn a takedown.
Are they going to wave it off? Ooh, they waved it off. Oh, my. Oh, my. I'm watching
the
clock.
We got you, Joe Millage. We'll let you know what's going on.
He's my best friend since we started wrestling.
So the only answer that your opponent had was a cross body ride, and you held him off.
Yeah, fought real well. I'm glad I did because I got that state title now.
So how does it feel to be a champion?
Great. Great.
What did Briar say to you when you came off the mat there?
That he loves me. And I did a great job, and I worked so hard.
Great, great job, Bradley Irwin, and a lot of fan support up in 108. Congratulations. Send it back to you guys.
Joe Millage on the wireless mic, courtesy of Quality Ag. Wow, the emotion there for Bradley Irwin. We got a dandy here. 1A action.
It was sudden victory for Hunter Washburn from Auburnette. He gets past Joel Haberman from...
Oh, they're still at it.
Still going. Oh,
you look down. They took the points off.
Well, I saw
the wizard that's been put in here now. A trip. Well, this could turn in the other way, and it does.
I thought that the Auburnette kid had two.
That's two right there. But he's hanging on to the back leg. I can't believe they haven't given two here.
No, that's still a scramble situation.
He held on that back leg. I don't know how he did. Now he's going to cover the air direction. There it is.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
That
one
was a flurry of action. I was certain that Washburn got the takedown in that double, and I took my eye off to write it down in the book. And what a flurry of action, man. That was awesome.
Haberman looked like he was going to be taken down, and he held onto that back ankle, that back leg. And as they rolled through, he was able to come out with the takedown in sudden victory with one tick on the clock. Unbelievable.
That's fun to watch right there.
And there was a takedown by Washburn that was taken off the board.
Yes.
That happened right as time expired. Wow, what a match point. Folks,
baby.
You are listening to some of the greatest wrestling of the 2015 season, and it's coming
Centerville
right here
big
in
red
Wells
coach,
Fargo.
Real quick.
All right, let's run down. Joe Millage is down in the tunnel on the Quality Ag wireless mic. Jay Mill, you got the Centerville head coach.
That's right. I've got Coach White, jubilant Coach White, and big hug there from Irwin coming off the mat.
Yeah, I'm thrilled for him. He's so happy to, you know, be able to finally prove to everybody how good he is. And I've seen it all year. I mean, he's a great wrestler, and I just knew we had to put together four good matches, and he did that, and he got state championship.
He's got a little blood coming out of his mouth, but I think he could run about 3 miles right now. He is still so pumped up, right?
He can't stop moving around. Yeah, he's got that blood about every match. He likes to lead with his head most of the time.
Well, you said he was pretty emotional because he's been a state qualifier twice but never placed. He not only placed, he placed first.
Yeah, you know, and placing wasn't the goal. The goal was first place, but you definitely don't want to be a three-time state qualifier with no hardware to take home, and he definitely did that in style today.
A shout-out to your other coaches here, Coach White. A big shout-out to your other coaches here at for Big Red.
Coach Hinkey was the guy here beside me.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. But also a big shout out to all the fans back home and the support. And it's great that you're bringing home the hardware.
Yeah, they've been great. They've really got behind Brad, and I think that helped him just feeling that support from him for sure.
All right, Coach White and Hinkey down here in the tunnel live, guys. Back up to the booth and you guys.
The Quality Ag wireless mic. And that is Bradley Irwin, state champion. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back here. High above the mats, high fidelity as we move to the 145 weight class here from Wells Fargo Arena. Don't go anywhere.
Hey,
everyone. Jessica here with Your Voice, powered by Community First Credit Union. If you are a high school senior and could use $1,000 for college, then head over to seefirstyourvoice.com to apply for our scholarship today. Individuals must meet all eligibility requirements to apply. Deadline to submit your application is April 1st. Why miss out on a chance to win free money towards your education? For more information on how to apply, head to seefirstyourvoice.com or visit any of our Seafirst locations. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
When you are in the field or your team stands, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make...
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity. The 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament and the championships on these three hallowed mats where legends are made, and Bradley Irwin just joined that rank, and Centerville has had so many champions, including some of your own blood, buddy.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how many we've had, because his name's going to go up there with a lot of quality wrestlers from Centerville. He's got to be right around maybe the 20th, or if not the 21st state champion that Centerville has.
Your nephew was up here, Mikey England, and he's now wrestling for Missouri. So all the talent that comes from Centerville.
Great wrestling town, great wrestling story there, Centerville.
Nick Pickrell got a state title for both Albia and for Centerville.
Well, I could probably go through and name, you know, T.J. Seabolt, the four-timer.
Yeah.
We had Pat McCaffrey won. Justin Brown was a two-time state champion. James Lang was a state champion. Going back, Chad Zapdell was a two-time state champion. Chase Zapdell was a two-time state champion. Jason Lepnick was a state champion. Kyler Rischer.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Ethan Mormon, state champion. And the very first one, Gary Wood.
Spencer Ray from Creston Orient Maxburg is going to be the 2A 138-pound wrestler. He's going up against Brady Jennings from Osage. That's going to be a really good match. A couple of talented seniors there. Carter Happel from Lisbon. He's trying to become a three-timer. He's up against Trey Brisker from Wilton.
And Brisker's the one that knocked off Jaron Glosser of Eddyville.
And a great human interest story, folks, notified by Steve Cahalan, a surgeon here in Des Moines, texted in. The Zachary kid from Dowling that just won the Class 3 832-pound championship, it was his dad that did the work on Taylor Pettit from Creston when he had heart failure on the mat here Wednesday night. And his dad, Dr. Zachary, was honored before the session today.
Well, so. I can tell you, if you don't know him, he follows the Dowling Catholic all around. And we go up and wrestle Dowling. I had a kid dislocate an elbow, and Dr. Zachary was the one that put it back in. Just a genuine fellow, loves the sport of wrestling, and loves the kids.
Great story there. We got a two-point takedown here for Brady Jennings from Osage against Spencer Ray from Creston Orient Maxburg. He is riding now at 138 pounds, Class 2A. It's Ray from Creston Orient Maxburg down 2-0.
Well, it's kind of interesting, too. Brady Jennings, that's a popular name out of Osage, and that's his dad is the head coach sitting in the corner. So that's got to be neat to... Well, I mean, we're rooting for Ray, but I guess as far as a father to watch your son win it while you're right there in the corner has got to be a neat feeling.
Carter Happel from Lisbon, 54-0 on the year, trying to become a three-timer, and he's well on his way. He is dominating Trey Brisker from Wilton at 138 pounds, Class 1A. 4-1 the score on that one.
Josh Winger, Daniel Kelly over here in 3A. Southern Iowa Technology text line. TV not showing clock or scores. Good listening to you guys. 15 seconds ahead. I'm standing up before it happened. Good job, Centerville. Maddie's and Albia checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
That's what we should have told. Just turn your TVs on and just turn the volume off.
Well, that's what Rick and Donna Whistler are doing. So glad you guys are broadcasting. The television coverage is awful. Can't even see the scores. You guys put their broadcasters to shame, as always. Great job. Well, Rick is not afraid to just tell you how it is.
Hey, it is a move in here,
Coach.
For Spencer Ray. Almost gets Brady Jennings dumped to his butt. And Spencer Ray from Creston trying to bust out of here with 5 seconds to go. He's got the stand-up, but he can't get separation, and he will go to the second period trailing 2-0.
Your Creston just has, they have two wrestlers here in the finals, Chase Schultz, 160. But they're still vying for that title. That Class 2A race is tight. So it's going to be, we need everything we can out of these Creston wrestlers if they want to overtake Mediapolis and stay ahead of Union, stay ahead of Crestwood. Spencer Ray's got to find a way to score some points here in the second period.
On the 3A mat is Josh Wagner. Out in front, 2-1 over Daniel Kelly of Cedar Falls. Wagner, or Winger, of Prairie City, or Prairie of Cedar Rapids. I'm going to get it right eventually. Winger out in front, 2-1 here.
You know, you talked about how genuine, excuse me, and nice that Dr. Zachary is. We find that a lot in the health profession, and that includes all the great folks at Lucas County Health Center that take good care of you there down in Lucas County. Dr. Cahalan that texted in about Dr. Zachary, another great, fine doctor, just great people in that healthcare field helping us out, keeping us healthy.
Well, we got another native doctor up here, Dr. Joe Hawk from Centerville, a former Centerville wrestler.
Give a shout out to the Palace family listening back at home. Roll Big Blue. Let's go for the gold. Carter from the Palace family. All of you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, thanks for joining us tonight. You can send a text to 641-799-1437. Josh Winger, Prairie Cedar Rapids, out this, front now, 2-1.
This Brady Jennings Kelly. This Brady Jennings from Osage is a fun wrestler to watch. He's ahead 5-0 right now, and he is not afraid to bring the action. He came to wrestle, and he's wrestling like a guy that just wants to wrestle. He's out there putting the moves on, really not caring.
About like watching Bradley Irwin.
About like watching Bradley Irwin. Really a state champion style match here for Brady Jennings from Osage, and he's having his way with Spencer Ray. Spencer Ray down 5-0 right now. He's being ridden by Brady Jennings from Osage. Jennings from Osage trying to work a deep waist right now. He's got the deep waist in on the right side. Stand up by Ray. Jennings stays right with him, rides him right back down to the mat. Puts a half Nelson in on the way down on the next one. Bars the arm on left side. A stand up by Ray, and Ray gets the reversal at the edge of the mat for his first 2 points.
Now we're here on 3A. Again, Prairie of Cedar Rapids. Josh Winger out in front, 2-1, as they go to the third period. Daniel Kelly, his opponent from Cedar Falls.
Spencer Ray now trailing by 3. Jennings gets a stand-up, hits a stand-up switch. Nice job there by Ray, hipping over, and he hips over and tries to get Jennings onto his back. Jennings, though, rolls through it and gets the 2-point reversal. 7-2 now, and really a flurry of action there. It looked like Jennings was going to be able to hip right over and maybe even be able to give Jennings a run for some back points, but Jennings keeps it rolling through, executes that stand-up switch to perfection, and we'll go to the third period, 7-2 at 138 pounds. It's Osage over Creston.
And 3A coverage. Josh Winger, Prairie of Cedar Rapids, has the cradle in. Daniel Kelly in trouble here. The cradle's in. It's tight. Plenty of time here, 105, and if he can set back, he's going to get the back points. Going to have to release that. So Josh Winger now will have a big 7-1 lead over Daniel Kelly of Cedar Falls, Winger of Prairie of Cedar Rapids.
With a name like Winger, it's got to be good.
Well, here on the 1A match, Carter Happel is having his way with his opponent, Trey Brisker of Wilton, as he leads by a score of 12-3. And Happel's going for his third state title, and I don't think anybody's even been close. I think his closest match was 13-4.
Well, here are some very happy people checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Total domination. Way to go, Bradley. Congratulations from Coach White's parents, Bob and Cindy, at home babysitting his kids. Well, congratulations.
You got the short end of the stick, Bob and Cindy.
Well, they are celebrating there and with a rowdy bunch of kids having lots of fun at Grandma and Grandpa's.
Happel with a big lead right now, 16-5. He's from Lisbon. That's where our buddy Jordan Woodward wrestles. Want to shout out to the Woodward family. Hope you're listening in on 96.7, or if you're unable to catch that big KIIC footprint, find it on KIICradio.com.
Or their smartphone app for either your Android or iPhone. And gave those secrets out today to some friends up here in the that listen to our station, but are right here in Des Moines and have a hard time, so they bought a booster antenna. No connection to Albia, just love the station.
Those are diehard fans right there.
Speaking of fans, there are fans in Osage that are rooting on Brady Jennings. He's got a 7-2 lead on top and in control of Spencer Ray from Creston. Ray going to try a little bit of a roll here, and Jennings just a little bit high. He may want to give up that leg because Jennings is in a little bit of trouble. He could be in for a defensive pin here, but Ray knows where he's at. Well, that's a good job there, though, by Ray getting hand control on Jennings.
Final 10 seconds here in Class 3A. Josh Winger with a 7-2 lead. They're going to reset at the center of the mat. 1 point's going to be earned for Winger. Now he's got an 8-2 lead. 6 seconds, 5, 4, and the clock will run out on Daniel Kelly of Cedar Falls, and Josh Winger will be your Class 3A 130-pound state champion for Prairie of Cedar Rapids.
Carter Happel wins in dominating fashion with a score 18-6 to claim his third title, looking to become the next four-timer, as I think we'll see Max Thompson seal his fourth tonight. And Brady Jennings is the champion, jumps in his dad's arms, defeats Spencer Ray by a score of 7-2.
Well, we're through 138 pounds. When we come back, 145-pounders will be on these three mats. You're listening to the State Wrestling Tournament on your Sports Leader KIC. High above the mats, high fidelity. Don't go anywhere.